Derek Cardwell on today's Lely Radio Sports page. Two members of the Knoxville girls soccer team, Natalie Irving and Hallie Baker. And, well, ladies, another tie, which is frustrating. But let's go back to Monday night. Natalie, you uncorked the scoring. How did that feel?
I mean, it felt amazing, especially getting to experience it with the team, being able to cross it through and make those goals with the younger girls. It really was a great experience.
Hallie, was that what that looked like from your vantage point? You kind of play on the defensive side of things.
Yeah, it was nice. We kind of got to be able to see more offense, and we weren't on defense a whole lot as much. We got to have a bit more of a break, and just getting to score, it was kind of a big relief, and we got a win under our hands.
Now, you want wins, but ties aren't really losses. So, you know, how do you look at each of those ties? Was it, okay, should have been a win, or is this like, all right, we weren't tying last year a lot, so how do you look at those?
I think we've made a lot of improvements, just still working on the offensive side and getting the crosses and connecting passes. It's a lot easier on the grass because it's slower balls, but on the turf we're still trying to figure out the right speed of the ball to make the connections. And we've made a lot of improvements since last year, so I think we're doing a lot better. And so I would take the ties as a win.
Natalie, what about you? You know, last year really struggled to, you know, even score at some point. Now you are scoring. What has to get you past those, okay, we're tied, how do we get that goal?
You have to have a great mindset. If you're going to think negative in about the whole situation and think, oh, we tied, we lost, you have to take the wins in your head, say, we did score, we are improving, and you take those and you move forward into the year.
Yeah, you look at the last couple of years, you know, and Hallie, you even mentioned, you know, a lot of improvement. What kind of improvement are you seeing with the team here lately?
Some of the improvement we're seeing is definitely communication. I think, especially last year, we had a hard time with communicating to the different players on the team, but we are getting better at that, especially now that we are understanding, the different personalities between each other, and we're becoming more of a family more than just teammates.
Hallie, what about you? What are some of the biggest improvements you're seeing from the team?
Yeah, our defensive side, we've gotten really strong. We have a lot of power on our defensive line, and just our offensive side, we're starting to make connections. We're starting to figure out each other and how we need the ball and where we're all going to be at, and just working through all of the things that we need to do.
Knoxville girls soccer players Hallie Baker and Natalie Irving joining us on today's Lely Radio Sports page. You're working with a lot of younger girls this year. A lot of them are first-time soccer players. What's that like? You know, how do you leading the team? You're both captains, so you're both expected to be the leaders on the field and off.
I say, especially last year, taking it from last year, a lot of the new younger players have never actually played soccer before, so it was being able to understand where they're coming from, because we were there once. So it's basically being able to teach them and even improve on ourselves to improve them as well.
Hallie, what about you? What's the biggest thing as a captain you're looking at from your point of view?
Yeah, my freshman year, we had a lot of girls that had a lot of skill and had played soccer in the past. So I'm just trying to take what they taught me, even playing soccer my whole life, and I've always played club with them, and just trying to put that into play for all the other girls, and trying to just slow it down, the game, for them, and try and make them understand the game of soccer. And the offensive side of it can be kind of confusing with offsides and all the other things, so just trying to teach them all of the basics.
And, you know, are they still learning, each time? I mean, I'm sure there's a couple of these freshmen that are just, their heads are spinning sometimes out there.
Yes, but you can definitely see it starting to click with them, and they're starting to make the runs, and they're starting to really get confident and wanting to touch the ball instead of kind of hiding from it and just wanting to watch other people. They're starting to want to go after the ball, which is cool.
Natalie, you're the one that kind of always is running down there looking for a goal, and sometimes you have to have a freshman to, you know, pop it down to you. What are you telling them? What kind of communication do you want to be with them?
I say always be able to have a drop. I say even myself, I'm always learning. It's not just about I know everything, because especially I'm learning things as well. So it's if I learn something, I'm going to be able to communicate it with the younger classmen. Okay, let's open up, let's look the cross and stuff like that, yeah.
All right, what are you both looking forward to the rest of the season? As we sit here, I think 1-3-3, you know, not the greatest record, but still, you know, what can you improve on, and what are you looking forward to as you move through the season?
I'm definitely looking forward to becoming an amazing team. I say we're definitely getting better, and I see in the future season, we're going to be able to pick up some more wins.
Natalie and Hallie, you know, what about you? What's something you're looking forward to as you move on through the season?
I'm just looking forward to watching more of the offense and as they continue to just get stronger together and we get more goals and some more wins, hopefully.
All right. Hopefully more wins. But, ladies, thank you very much, and best of luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.